Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir Spanso, Lyonishma, Asayim, Yakashom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo'obas or Daf Tzadik Beis. And in this Daf, we find the Shita of Shmuel. Ve'ein olchim b'momo nacha roiv. We don't follow roiv in momen. Rabbi Shimon Shko, in the Shai Yoisha Shar Gimel, Perek Gimel, asked the question. He says, we know that the klal is, the rule is, we always go b'sa roiv. We go b'saroiv in anything, even in dinin nefashos. One will be killed based on roiv. If you know that a son, we assume a son is the son of his father, legabe, if he's chayav misa on him, because of roiv. So says Rabbi Shimon Shkov, how do we understand this concept that there's roiv legabe dinin nefashos, but you won't say roiv legabe mamon? What's shouting there? So Shimon Shkob says he is soit, he says it in lumdis, but really it's a machshava lumdis. He's coming giving us the underlying understanding of how we treat dini mominus. And he says the following. He says, the achrini already asked, we have a din sof kol sofik momon amoitz v'chaver alav raya. How do we understand such a thing? Whenever a person has a sofik isser, it's also to do it. I mean, a person has an aveir, he's not sure if this is right or wrong. So you go to chumro. You don't allow yourself to make an aveiro. So what's shab when you don't know what to do with mominus? You say I'm mitzvah chaver lover raya, and that's the halacha. That's the right thing to do. So Shimchko brings the Urim V'Tumim and wants to say that maybe when the Torah came, the Torah gave us a get there that by mominus is no suffix. The same way we know that mamzer, does mamzer v'fad devlo mamzer suffix. A suffix mamzer is not a mamzer regarding some dinim. So also regarding this, we don't have a suffix mominus. Only a vada. Rabbi Shimon doesn't like this answer. He says, where is the source to that? We don't find such a source. So says Rabbi Shimon Shkop, the yesoid of mominus is that mominus is not defined based on the chukim, based on the laws of Torah. But rather, the mominus is defined based on the haskama, on the agreement the human beings have between themselves. That's really the yisoid of all dayak kinyanim. It's a gemirus das. It's the fact that two people agree to do something. Mominus starts, it begins from when people agree, and mainly the dini Torah applied to that. So he says the following. Chachomim came and said, the svar of Chachomim is that what does it mean to be an owner? As long as it's under your rishos. Under your schus, you're the shalit b'chol oifni ha'ishtamshus. So then, there's no discussion that you're not the owner. In other words, from the haskam of Ne'adam is, what's under your territory is yours. Now, there's a suffix, maybe you owe the money to somebody else. Yes, but right now, we don't know any otherwise. So it's under your ishtamshus, so it's yours. And Rav Shimon Shkop refers to someplace else that he mentions. He says, it's not that Dine HaTorah define who's the owner, but the definition who's the owner brings the Dine HaTorah. Meaning, first of all, you have to figure out what do we have in terms of Dine Mominus, and then Dine HaTorah comes. And with that, he goes on to explain a true Sedeshin that explains why Roiv doesn't take out a Cheskas Momin, because for Cheskas Momin, you need a Raya, and Roiv is not a Raya. So ask the Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean? Of course, Roiv is a Raya. Always Roiv tells you what to do. Says the true Sedeshin is saying the same idea. Cheskas Momin tells you you're the owner. You want to come and change that? You need to know otherwise. Roiv is Dini HaTorah. I don't come and define Momin ownership based on Dini HaTorah. Ownership is defined based on a scum between Bnei Adam, how people are acting. And immediately Dini HaTorah comes from there. So immediately what Shimon Shkob is telling us that the reason in Olchim B'mon Achar Roiv is because the Roiv is the Hachro of the Torah. And we don't follow the Torah. We don't follow the rules and regulations of Torah by Momin. Momin, first thing is, we define who's the owner based on how human beings act. Once I know who the owner is, now I can come and apply the Dina Torah to it. And this connects in general to the understanding in Machshava. The whole idea of Momin is to take this Momin down here in the world and elevate that up to bring it to Shemayim. So it starts from down here. So the Shimshko is really telling us, you start from the Hanoga Bnei Adam, and then you apply the Torah to it, then you elevate it to the Darga of Torah. But first you start from here, and that's the Pshat that Einuchi b'momon acharoi dvorim niflayim v'amukim meod. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.